Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The head of a Boston cybersecurity startup and some of his employees are finding refuge in a Ukrainian village near the border with Poland after fleeing Kyiv when the Russians began bombing the capital. Yesterday, Andrei Besverky described settling into a remote area with his Ukrainian-based workers away from the fighting. He said the fear of war is ever present, but it helps that the environment in this location is calm.
It's really classic Ukrainian village. People breed birds and chicken and geese and pigs and cows, and they farm potatoes and grain. So there is enough food supplies for years. At the same time, this particular area, 1 year ago, they started to make a fiber optics internet. And then we actually, so I think five people in the village purchased it. And I said, okay, this is non-common for Ukraine. It's only in big cities. So we purchased that internet connection. And now it became very handy. Like, that's why we can talk over Zoom.
I have to say, you don't actually sound particularly frightened. I think in your shoes, I would be pretty rattled, but you sound fairly calm. How do you account for that?
16th day. So I sometimes, it comes and goes, right? It's not a constant. Some people do get panic attacks. I also get worried, but after a while you get used to it, if it's the right word. It's like, I think on day three, I just realized, like, what's use of reading news all the time? That's not helping. So I kind of started to try to hold things together. I guess at this point, am I afraid of what Russia is doing? Of course, but what can I really do as a person to make a difference, right? And I cannot be afraid to act. And I also have responsibility, you know, for my family, for our colleagues, for our investors, for our customers. So I just, you know, I guess I suppress any kind of fear or any kind of emotions, and I just keep working. As long as I'm awake, I'm working. That's the least I can do. And I always think I'm not doing enough. I still couldn't believe this is a real, right, for first 5 days. It all felt like some kind of horror dream or some kind of, you know, matrix gone wrong. But yeah, I guess also it helped me to calm down. I mean, like I said on the start, I'm in the village, right? There are no bombings above my head. It's a very big difference when you hear explosions and when you read about them.
What are you and your workers doing to help Ukraine fight the Russians?
Great question. So honestly, the first 3 days, I was a little bit, you know, depressed that there's not much we can do. All my career, I was doing cybersecurity, right? And the biggest conflict is on the ground and in the air. So what we decided is that we need to keep business growing, actually, so that our Ukrainian team can keep their jobs and so the company can grow and, you know, attract new customers, attract new investments. A lot of people, like almost entire management team, voluntarily said they want to donate part of their salaries and bonuses to Ukrainian team. So we made like a special bank account in the company, which is used to support families from Ukraine. Some people directly donate to Ukrainian Armed Forces official account at the Red Cross. The biggest help I ask is people to spread the truthful information, right? Because one of the biggest weapons of Putin is his propaganda machine. That's the only reason why this is even happening. Just analyze the facts yourself and spread the truthful information, because that's what the world needs to understand what is happening and to help.
What misconceptions do you think Americans might have about the circumstances? And is there anything that you think you could clear up?
I myself was really surprised on the cyber frontier. Some of the companies have been providing protection services to Russia. I know they defend freedom of speech. They usually provide a very good service. But in this case, there is evidence that directly protect propaganda websites in Russia, which is not a good thing to do. I think that's a misconception. They say, oh, we are supporting freedom of speech, but in fact, they're not. They're supporting the propaganda from the dictator. Like, not all the companies, but some.
I don't know whether to call it a hope or a dream, but since you already said it, kind of feels like a nightmare. But what are you hoping for right now?
Well, for the same thing, I hope when I started the company, I just want a safer world. I do my part in the cyber space, but I want this war to end as soon as possible. I want somehow Russian people to understand that, like, nobody invited them here. So it means pretty much Ukraine winning the war, defending its independence, and then rebuilding the country. And hopefully that's a lesson for the entire world to work better together, right? There's so much things that humanity needs to do. There's simply no time for wars.
Andrei Besverky, the CEO of the Boston-based company SOC Prime, speaking with us from a village in Ukraine.